This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz here on a beautiful February afternoon. Man, I want to drive down with the top down tonight.
Yeah.
I don't have a convertible.
Seriously.
No convertible, but no top
down. Well, listen, I got to watch your mic all the time. Well, what are you holding on me for?
Because you normally handle it anyway.
I don't do it out of break.
You're right, you don't.
All right. Wow. Back right down.
He's right.
So before we get to Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, I think we have to take this call from Carl in Redding. Carl, you're on WIP.
Let me tell you something. I detest Elliott Shore Parks. I don't trust a man with three names. He thought the Spice Girls were better than the Beatles. This guy's always wrong all the time.
Sometimes he's right, though.
Did he say the Spice Girls? Did he really say the Spice Girls were better than the Beatles?
Did he say the Spice Girls were better than the Beatles?
His take, from what I remember, is that Queen has more hits than the Beatles. Or, like, Queen's not a bigger band, but better songs.
Oh.
I mean, Queen has great... I mean, nobody's bigger than the Beatles. Yeah, I mean, Queen's awesome.
And what about the Paul George thing he wrote? Holy hell.
Well, see, my problem on the Paul George thing here, Carl, is not that he was wrong. A lot of us were wrong. The problem is that he prances his little tiny toes around this office every day. And just every, by the way, we talked to him about the Eagles, and he'll say, not cook like Paul George. Blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile,
right.
This guy was slurping on Maury for the 600 words on this tweet. You know, I've done 75 podcasts since the offseason. And I haven't said as many positive things about the Paul George signing as Elliott said in that friggin' tweet. He's a fraud.
I have to go back to work, but I work with special needs folks. And if Elliott Shore Parks needs care, let him know.
All right. That is
bridge too far.
Yeah, bridge too far. Especially
a fresh
job. Yeah. A fresh
breath. Around with his tiny toes. Man, that was classic.
I almost wanted to suspend the power rankings because I see his name on it here. It's unbelievable. Okay, why don't we get to it?
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
We are getting to the biggest time of the year.
Yeah.
The first ever Eagles Insider of the Year Award will be awarded March 19th. We're giving it through free agency because we didn't start it till I got here last year. Mm-hmm. I didn't get here till April. And this is awarded to the insider. It gets the most stories, gets the most inside information, is the most active, all of those things. We have put some bounties on the board for the final few weeks. Blockbuster trades and signings. Offensive coordinator, nobody got that. Only the Eagles. The Eagles broke that. That is tier one. Tier two, re-signings of players and coaches. I think the tush push stuff would be big news. Source trade rumors, tier four, anything else. So here we go. Now, I remind you, eliminated from the rankings is 6ABC's Jason Dumas because I love Jason, but his report that Brandon Graham would be making an announcement at the parade, incorrect.
Yep.
He said he pivoted, and until we get confirmation from Brandon that that's true.
Yeah, it's too big of a story.
To get wrong.
Yeah, to get wrong, yeah.
You know?
We need journalism on the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Now, the newspaper reporter was in the top five for weeks. He's fallen out, and we haven't seen much. He did have a report today that the Eagles are making Zach Bond a priority. Wait a minute. Are you kidding?
breaking news.
Yeah, come on, everybody reported that.
Yeah, but Howie basically said it at the podium yesterday. Yeah, come on.
That's the type of stuff I bring to the table and never get credit for.
Yeah, little scoops, nothing. Borderline, we're just saying stuff to say stuff. Yeah. That's what Ike usually does.
Oh.
Like but he's supposed to be a big J. It's such
now
a
I'm saying stuff just to say stuff. Just, look, I tell you.
This guy. All right, number 5 on the Eagles Insider Their Power Rankings, Jeremy Fowler, who reported that
I ain't jumping here.
He said if the Washington Redskins were close to a trade.
Commanders,
sorry.
I like Redskins better, but
yeah,
go ahead.
I think everybody does, honestly. I think we're all back on, hey, can we just say yes. Redskins again?
Yes, and the country back. Yeah. Let's go.
All right.
Ooh, boy.
As long as it was you. Jeremy Fowler reported that if the Commanders were close to trading for Myles Garrett, that Howie would swoop in mm-hmm. and get Myles Garrett. That is a big report. Diana Rossini at number 4, she reported yesterday that it was the Packers that were the team that were pushing against the tush push.
Or their name this year, the Cowards.
The Cowards, the Green Bay Cowards. So big on Diana Rossini.
Yeah.
Number 3, both Jeremy Fowler and Diana Rossini have been in the power rankings before. Number 3, Clay Travis.
What?
Now, when the report came out earlier this week that the Eagles would not accept White House invite, he was the first one to say they haven't been invited. This is not true, not happened. And it turned out that he was not only was he right that they hadn't been invited, that was confirmed by the president. I mean, that is the biggest confirmation we've heard, so far.
Yeah. That's journalism.
Now, unfortunately, Elliot is at number 2.
For what?
He did ask Howie about Myles Garrett.
Yeah?
He did.
He did ask Joe Shane about Saquon. But
that's a big one, yeah.
The reason that he's not number one, he didn't ask Joe Shane about if he got the Saquon thank you card.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't ask Howie or Nick Sirianni about the extension yesterday. And we paid for a flight and hotel for Elliot to go to press conferences that we played on the radio. He's not even doing any of the combine stuff. And he didn't even ask 2 of the biggest questions there were.
I
mean, he could have driven. It's not that far.
To Indianapolis?
That's pretty far, man.
What are you talking about, man?
It's got to be like an 18-hour drive, I would think.
Not that far.
Well, it's south of Chicago.
Yeah, so, but it's only an hour and a half away from Cincinnati.
Oh, okay, so probably 10?
It's probably 10 or 11, okay. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But still, that's a long drive.
Yes. And at number 1, well, what else is he doing?
He could have done calls
while he's on the. He could have called WIP while he's in the car.
It's true.
He can't call while he's on the phone. He's too busy avoiding us for his Paul George take fraud. And number 1, a real reporter, unlike Elliot, who has nailed story after story this year and been number 1 for weeks now. I think the longest standing number 1 is Tim McManus.
Mm.
What a job McManus has done. Now, McManus, he's not bulletproof right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. McManus, I feel like, might be resting on his laurels a little bit.
Well, he did have a lot going on during the season.
He did, but that's fine.
He broke a lot of stories.
I haven't seen anything from him yet. Would you agree that if he breaks the Sirianni extension,
it's over?
It's his over.
Oh, I got it already.
What do you mean you got it already?
I mean, I know what the numbers are going to be.
We'll report them.
I can't just put that out there like that, man.
Well, then you're not an insider. It means you have info. It means you have inside info. But it means you can't officially be an insider unless you're reporting.
Let's say I reported that Zach Bond's getting a 3-year deal of $20 million guaranteed and $30 million overall.
Yeah.
Like, would that count?
That counts.
Yeah. I mean, we're just all insiders.
You're just repeating what Chris from Middletown said.
Yeah.
Well, that's my insider. Mauro Ojomah had 6 sacks.
And I got Sirianni's extension at 3 years. 3 years.
Do they report money for coaches?
No, but people eventually find out what the money is. And
what do you think?
$45 million.
Man, I should have become an NFL coach.
Yeah. I don't think he gets up there to the 20. And by the way, I don't have any. This is me.
You're just
guessing. I want people reporting that
until,
I said this.
Until it comes out.
Yes, then I'll take credit for it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But
this is not a report.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby. Well, he's at like $8 million now, right?
I don't know. I think
his original contract is like 8 per year, something like that, less than 10. I don't know if he gets to 20. That's where Andy's up there. I think Sean
Tomlin, Sean Payton.
Yeah, those guys up there. But he's going to be somewhere between that 15 to 17 range.
Do you think they told him, if you get 20 if we're allowed to interview people for offensive coordinator?
Yeah, if you don't keep Kevin Petullo.
Yeah, 15 if we give you Petullo. All right, there you go.
That's doubling your pay salary.
That's not bad. $15 million a year.
Again, that is not an official report.
Yes.
Don't be out there repeating what I said.
No aggregating.
Don't start that nonsense.
Former Eagle Acres.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Jack tweeted. The Twitter question is brought to you
Justin
by
Justin, get the video out.
Yes, now. Quick, with the transcript. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marsh Jewelers. Marsh Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marsh-jewelers.com. Do the Eagles need to acquire a star?
They're joking, Justin.
You're making sure this is not.
Well, make sure, yes.
You cannot win Insider now. You're demanding your information not be put on the internet. You just said on the radio.
Well, I don't have any sources. That's all.
That's a good point. Okay. Finally, you admit it.
Yes.
The Twitter question, the Eagles need to acquire a star defensive player this offseason or no? 27.1% say yes. 72.9% say no. The only person
we've gone up 10%.
The only person we've heard from, now we have almost 30% saying yes on Twitter. The only person we've heard from on the phones so far today is the guy that was willing to trade Jalen Hurts for him, but not Saquon.
And by the way, that was not Spiker I on the Jalen thing.
Goes,
that was a caller.
Yeah, I said, what do you want to trade for him? And I assumed I would hear draft picks.
Sure.
He goes, not Saquon.
Not Saquon.
Not AJ. It's like, buddy, what are you talking about?
Yeah, Jalen, heartbeat. The guy that was Super Bowl MVP.
You were like, Jalen? And you were just dreaming.
I was just joking. Yeah. He was serious.
He said it in a heartbeat.
He goes, yeah, well, we got, what's his name? I go, McKee? He goes, yeah, we got that guy.
Fine. You saw him in week 17.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Seth and Bryn Mawr, you're on WIP. What's up, Seth?
What's happening, fellas? Just real quick, wanted to say, first time caller on this particular show, absolute best show of the day.
Oh, thanks,
that's
buddy.
Exactly right. Yeah. Which show do you dislike the most?
The morning show.
Yeah. Big answer.
Man.
That's a big answer.
This is really.
Two things I wanted to talk about. Philly's lineup, first thing, obviously agree with your takes there. Turner's got to be hitting one. Harper's need to kind of get out of his own head and take the two hole there. I just think it's a team game. It's tough looking at all these other contracts he's seeing with these better players, but he's got to do it in order for this team to have success down the road and into the postseason. Second thing about the Myles Garrett, although I do love this show, I do kind of disagree. I would rather see them keep a guy like Zach Bond. Not that you have to get rid of him, but keep this young core together. I think they're going to have to give up at least one of these young players on the defensive end of the ball. Mm-hmm. And I love Myles Garrett. There's no doubt that he would provide a great pass rush and he'd be a great addition to the team. But I just think that we're going to have to give up too much. If Howie, obviously I have trust in Howie always, but I just don't think it's going to be something we're going to be able to get done.
So to you, two first round picks is too much for him. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Two first round picks. I mean, if we're later in the rounds, obviously this year it's being 32, I'd be willing to give that up. I see this team having success a little bit in the future, obviously. So I see them being late first-round picks over the next 3 to 4 years. So I wouldn't mind giving up two first-rounders. I don't know if I see the Browns really being able to swing that, especially if the Commanders, I love calling them the Redskins. I'm actually from D.C., so I prefer the Redskins. But if they're our biggest competitor, I just see them being able to give up more. I don't know what Howie's able to swing. Like I said, always trust Howie.
I got to be honest with you. Washington obviously has the most salary cap available, so they can offer the money. But they were in the NFC Championship game themselves, so their picks aren't going to be much better than ours. But there could be other teams that jump in here for Myles Garrett, too. I mean, it's not going to be just two teams that want him.
No, and the other thing about Washington is if your young team building is trading first-round picks for a 29. Now, they may see themselves. Now I don't even know what to call them. The Commanders are an interesting case because they were in the NFC Championship game last year. And if you're running that team, you have to ask yourself, okay, we were on the doorstep. Also, most of our roster isn't even signed for next year.
Right, it was a bunch of 1 year guys.
So
yeah.
do we take a big step this year by trading first round picks for a guy who can help now,
right.
or do we just sort of stay the course and continue
build
to build
the way they are, yeah.
And not sort of there have been teams that have gone after it right after they have a surprising playoff thing, and it doesn't always
sure.
work. So I yeah. don't know. All right, Seth, appreciate the call, man. Thank you very
Definitely.
Much.
Thank you, guys.
Two big pieces of news out of the NFL draft combine. Mm. First one, starting next year, the NFL will use Hawkeye virtual measurement for line to gain is stated. That's going to replace the chains. So it's not going to be chains next year. There will be like a computer basically saying, here's where the line is, right?
Yes.
Essentially, like the yellow line.
How do you do that on the field?
They probably put sensors on, like they do for tennis. Tennis, you know, tennis, if the ball is in
right.
or out and they have a question, they can yep. just tell. By the way, same way the baseball can tell what's a ball or a strike. And this brings up to me, why are we not just doing this for balls and strikes, too?
Right.
You know,
because they want to keep the human aspect
which
as a part of the game.
Then I'm fine. Then don't use the computers.
I would agree with you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, this Hawkeye thing.
It's not Hawk Tua?
No, it is not.
That's what I thought you sent it first.
It is not
Hawk
the
Tua
Hawk,
technology to get the first down?
It is not the Hawk Tua version where they spit.
Yeah. I guess you really only need it when you're going out to measure if you got the first down,
and,
right? Because on the sidelines, you could just have the sticks.
Yeah, and I bet what they could do is now they'll know when they place the ball down, they're going to know if it's a first down or not. They're not going to have to measure
it
anymore.
They might put a chip in the ball or something.
Well, the ball will be down. I would assume that the virtual measurement can tell whether the tip of the ball is just the tip, whether
yep.
the tip of the ball is across the line. Like, we're not going to have the drama of the measurement anymore.
Right.
Yeah, but I like when the old guys bring the chain out, they extend it,
yeah!
the crowd goes wild.
It doesn't it seem so prehistoric that they're like, all right, it is 2025. You can literally have a conversation with a computer person on your drive home. But for first down, what we're going to do is have these old guys.
And it's always old dudes.
Holding two sticks with a chain, and they're going to bring it out and measure it.
Yeah, but the reaction when it's
first down.
We're going to lose that. Dude, sports suck now. I'm just letting everyone know. It all sucks.
And great news for the tush push,
Uh-oh.
For the pro tush push people.
What you got?
The NFL announced today that its internal data shows that the tush push play in 2024 resulted in zero injuries.
I bet you the Eagles made them put that out there. Like, hey.
Oh, yeah. Well, they must.
Yeah.
Well, if Troy Vincent is saying that the reason they're looking at it, the reason they banned hip drop tackle is because of potential injuries.
Yeah.
So if he's going to, I think that is very meaningful coming from the NFL.
It is.
Well, and Troy Vincent did announce it too. So, which is funny.
So I wonder if they're telling team. Now, they have to put the rule up for a vote for 24 teams to vote that there should be a rule.
Right.
If they don't have a vote, there's no vote. It doesn't matter. You know, the NFL teams, 24 NFL teams could say, we want to ban Hail Marys.
Right.
If there's nothing to vote on, they can't get rid of the rule. So the NFL doesn't even have to put it up for a vote, which I would imagine that they would have not gone public with this. I think this.
They almost put it out there.
To tell the teams.
To tell the teams, like, this ain't going to work.
You're not going to vote on
this. Like, this is not going to happen, yeah.
Fantasy owners in franchise leagues, are keeper leagues all over the country are like,
rejoicing.
Yes. And the Jalen Total Touchdown Committee also rejoicing.
That is a thing.
Yep.
Yeah, that is a thing.
215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do?
That's the kind of what it do.
What
we
it
like
do, here. Andrew?
What it do?
Hey, you said that home run by that outfield prospect today?
Yeah.
Rinconas.
Could be coming up this year, I saw.
I like they were breaking down Rinconas on February 26th.
Yeah. One home run, now he's our starting center fielder.
My bad. And he's a corner outfielder. And if you squint, you see Cody Bellinger.
I like him off the bench.
He's not a bench bat. Stop.
The top couple of hitters today, honestly, it doesn't look like anyone has changed their plate approach.
Trey Turner worked an 8-pitch at bat and worked a walk. Come on, okay, Andrew.
Whoa. Right. How do you know that? You were producing the show.
It was a break. It was during a commercial break.
All right, okay.
And name one thing I've screwed up today.
Nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
Been locked in since our pre-show meeting.
All right. Sorry I yelled at you, Jack. I already apologized to you once.
Long enough yet for
genuine apology. The guy brings it on the air.
So, yeah, it just seems like Bowman, Stott, or just keeps trying to pull balls and not just really put it into play.
Stott had two hits. What are we talking about? I don't know. That was on the box score. I didn't watch that one. But he got two hits.
I know he had two hits. He played well today, but it seems
he was injured last year. I like Stott. I'm a Stott guy. Stotty. I decided I'm a Stott guy. He looks like a ball player to me. I know I say that all the time.
Yeah, but he's a winner.
Yeah, he just seems like a ball player to me.
He's a winner.
I want to see plate approaches change. I want to see people put balls in the play instead of trying to like drill one 450 feet.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Okay.
Okay, get back to the Eagles.
Yeah,
that was a good call.
What I like about Stott is that Stott will take pitches. I would hit. You know what?
He hit second. In 22, right?
I would hit Stott second.
He didn't hit second.
They brought him in leadoff a little bit in 23.
Oh, was that after 23,
they tried
of?
With Turner. So basically they start with Turner and then they put Stott up there.
Yes.
Because I think Thompson views him as a leadoff hitter, but I don't think they let him be the leadoff hitter. So yeah, but yeah.
If King Bryce doesn't want to hit second, I would go Trey Turner, Stott, Bryce, Schwarber, Castellanos.
He's got to prove it a little bit more for me.
He had one bad year.
He hit .232 last year.
He had a big elbow problem.
I know. I'm pro Stott.
Yes.
But he needs to get back in the 280s before I'm putting him in the 2 spot.
All right.
Would you rather have him there than Schwarber, right?
No, I'd rather have Schwarber there.
Really?
Yeah, just like you want your best hitters at the top of the lineup. Stott is a good player.
But if Stott is back to being the Stott of 23, sure.
Then you're okay him hitting 2.
Sure. I'll get him higher up. But okay. Yeah. I'm not putting him there opening day.
It's Bohm is the one that I don't want at.
You don't want him in the 4 hole.
I want him at 3 or I want him at like 6. If Castellanos has got to hit 5th, I would actually hit Bohm probably 5th and Castellanos 6th.
I would do this.
Yes. If we have 285 Stott, I would go and King Bryce doesn't want to hit 2nd, then I would go Trey, Stott, Bryce, Schwarber.
That's 3 lefties though. I can't do 3 lefties.
They're doing it now.
Well, not really. 2 lefties.
Well, and 4 righties.
Yeah, but righties is different.
Okay.
Like, I'm just lefties late in the game becomes you can just bring in your lefty and get 3 out, most likely.
Okay.
But, yes, in a perfect world, they could put Bohm at 3 and Schwarber at 4 and Bryce can bat 2nd.
Yes, yes.
And I'm not pro Bohm that high, but he can put the bat on the baseball, you know, hit the ball the other way, a little first, third action.
Well, I mean, Topper said it's like a completely new guy this year, attitude-wise, he said.
Topper sounds fired up, man.
Thank God for that.
By the way, he said that.
That's one thing that had me sour on Bohm is the attitude.
Oh, just that he was crying during a win.
The dugout is not a...
Up 10 after they've been horrible for a month. Andre Dillard?
Andre Dillard vibes, man. Oh, yeah. That's not good.
Yeah.
A lot of growing this offseason.
Well, and Topper said that day one. And I was like, you've been around him for an hour. He didn't have any good days last year.
He's trying to set the tone.
Yeah.
He also said how proud he was of Taiwan.
He did. Well, we said, so one of the top fives Buzz did last year is the things you're going to hear in spring training.
Yeah.
And one of them was best shape of his life. And we decided that the number one most likely best shape of his life guy was Taiwan.
Yep.
And I saw that from Topper. I'm like, there it is.
At least it's smart this time. Because we're trying to get him out of here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're trying to sell it. Oh, yeah. We're just basically advertising it. Yeah.
2 years he's got left, right? At $19 million a year?
2 years at 18. But yeah.
18. Well, that's your guy, Dave Dombrowski.
Oh, yeah. Your guy's on fire.
And well, I'm just saying, your guy. What's a worse signing? Taiwan Walker or Paul George?
Well, it's still Paul George. And there's no big extension to Embiid. Equivalent on the Phillies.
That's true. Yeah.
Although Turner, I guess.
Trey Turner, yeah.
He worked an 8-pitch at bat today and walked up.
There you go. Jack, I ask you, in the top 5 of 5 coming up next, which everyone loves and looks forward to every day, people tune in across the world.
Sure.
What do we have to look forward to?
So, it's funny, speaking of Elliot, I was thinking off of our conversation yesterday,
mm-hmm.
what are the five best Elliot Shore Parks arguments?
Oh.
There's a lot that we get trapped
what
in.
What are the 5 best
Elliot Shore Parks arguments? Do you have audio from these?
Or? No, it's just like the things he believes.
Okay, well I can think of one of them.
there's a lot.
there's one that sticks out. There's one that is so insane that I want Elliot to come in here from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. one day and argue about it for 12 straight hours because nobody agrees with him. The only person that agrees with him is probably Michael Porter Jr.'s brother and Pete Rose. I think those are the only two people that would agree with.
That's the one I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that is his most insane one.
It is. The top five at five is next. We'll take your calls as well. 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.